This podcast is intended to motivate, educate, support, and inspire you on your journey towards inner peace. We are not medical professionals, and we do not offer any medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek the advice of a licensed medical professional.
Welcome back to A Witch, a Mystic, and a Feminist. Today on the show, we are answering listener questions. So this is exciting and anxiety-inducing, apparently, to more than just me. But we're excited. And we're thankful for everyone that asked us questions. Yes. So Mom is on the show. Our producer is going to facilitate the Q&A. So we appreciate you. Thank you for doing that.
You are so welcome.
Yeah.
And I want to thank everyone who sent in questions as we inquired and people who have just sent them in general. We may not get to them every day or all of them today, excuse me. Actually, we won't. We got a lot of questions and we do appreciate that. So we'll get to what we can now and then we'll have another show doing questions again. So keep them coming.
All right, ladies, are you ready?
Nope.
Here we go.
I wish we had a buzzer to be like buzz in. Like, I'll answer that one. Ding, 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 ding.
Just tap your microphone.
Oh, God, that's not annoying. Mm-hmm.
That doesn't add time to my editing.
Not at all.
Just like, don't do that.
Just like, Marlena, keep your opinions to yourself.
All right. So this is from a listener in Los Angeles. How would you say you have seen each other grow from the podcast? And have you personally changed? Mm-hmm. So two questions.
We're all okay. Go, Jamie.
I'm raising my hand.
All right, Jamie.
Well, I will say, I'll start with myself because that's probably easier at this point. I have learned so many different practices to have a more peaceful, calm day to day, if you will. And it's not always something that works all the time. I've always dabbled a little bit in meditation. I've dabbled a little bit in, we just were talking about yoga, trying yoga and just different things, breath work, all these things that I've always thought, oh, that would be interesting. That would be interesting. And now we've had the opportunity and the blessing of interviewing such knowledgeable people that I find in my day-to-day, even if I don't meditate every day, even if I don't meditate once a week, if I'm having a stressful moment, I know I can take a pause and, okay, let's do some deep breath work. Let's step away. I have incorporated practices in the morning where I'm waking up every morning with, you know, doing my ritual, if you will, you know, thanking the divine universe, divine creator, Mother Earth for waking up my family, for giving us another day in this journey. And it sets the tone for the day. I would say I've gotten into that practice 95% of my everyday weeks. So I've really seen myself be a little more calm and present and less focused on everything else going on around me. So I would say the guests that have been here have really shown me opportunities of how I can be better for myself, which in turn is better for those around me, my family, my friends, my coworkers, even strangers, because I'm just nice. And in turn, with my fellow co-hosts, Marlena, I have seen such growth in you. I mean, you came to us with this opportunity to do this podcast, and you were already starting your journey. I feel like you were well into it, but still trying to find your avenues, your paths, what works for you, what doesn't work for you. And I've seen such an evolution in your day-to-day, even though there's been very stressful times that last a very long time, you still come back to the center and say, okay, I know I haven't done this in a while and I know it helps me. So let me get back to my meditation. Let me get back to my shadow work. Let me get back to my cards. Like, you have these incorporated practices now that help you get through life. And I've known you since what, junior high? So I've seen this great evolution of your journey and tools that are helping you get through some of the most stressful times you've ever had to deal with. So that growth in you has been such a blessing to see and be a part of.
So that's me cry.
And Christy, my God, I think I've seen you flourish so much in your writing, your expressiveness, and being a bit more vulnerable to the world. You always have had a kind, genuine, authentic heart, very approachable, very just welcoming. But what you're putting out there now, that's exposing a little bit more of who you are at your core, and recognizing that, it's just also a blessing and beautiful to see. And I love seeing your writings.
Mm-hmm.
You're so good. You're so good about putting it down on paper. I could never be that expressive. And I just love seeing your soul come through that process and you putting it out to the world, because we need it. So,
wow.
I okay. know. There's that.
I took question one. Yay.
I'm like, how do we follow up from that?
I don't know. Well, I want to say, like, it's a pleasure to witness you both and your growth and your continued, like, just desire to learn and to put yourself out there. Like, and I think we've all grown in other ways, not spiritually. Mm-hmm. But just in, you know, stepping outside our comfort zones and, you know, having to get guests and having, you know, interviewing skills and like even those like hard skills we've grown in. And so It's been just a pleasure and an honor to grow beside you.
I agree.
Hey. Is the episode over? Is that all? No.
And with that,
we good?
No, but I mean, honestly, when it comes to this podcast, there isn't anybody else I would rather do it with than, you know, the two of you and Mom, because this has just been an amazing journey. Yeah. And, you know, Jamie, you used to be so restrictive with what you would want to learn and what you would want to do. Mm-hmm. And man, you did not even want to do this.
She did not. No.
No. I did it because you said jump with me. And I said, okay. Because that's what I do with Marlena. Let's go. Let's jump.
We always do crazy shit.
Yeah. Why not? Let's see what happens.
You know, but to watch you personally grow and, you know, the things that you are starting to incorporate in your life. And, you know, we were talking about the tools, you know, and you gathering all of those tools as well to be able to get through the day to day. Like, it's just, it's beautiful to watch. And Christy, I can't even find, find the words,
I know,
you know, to be able to express, there has been such a huge change in you in just the last year and a half. And I can't even pinpoint it because it's just, Jamie, you know what I'm talking about though, right?
Like, yeah. The vulnerability and the willingness to put your authentic self out there. Your expressiveness has just been beautiful, and sharing that with the world has just been beautiful to see. And your growth has been amazing.
Thank you.
So,
and the confidence that I see in the both of you.
Yes. Yes.
You know, that is huge, because I think that all of us had self-doubt and lacked the confidence, you know, to be able to do this or anything. I mean, but, you know, the confidence that I've seen in the both of you has been huge and admirable. And I just love you guys.
Love you too.
We love you. Okay. Question two.
Okay. So question from a listener in Orange County. Since doing the podcast, has anyone's spiritual paths changed? And question two from the same listener. Do any of you have special abilities?
I can walk on water. I'm just kidding.
That's in our next show.
So I can answer. I'll answer the first half of that. I don't know if it's changed. It's changed course. And calling myself a mystic and yet not having a modality that I prescribe to was really something that I was fighting with. And everything resonated a little bit, right? Like, oh, I could get into tarot cards. Oh, I could get into, divination. I could get into, you know, okay, yeah. Like, but nothing ever just jumped out and said, this is it yet. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I really did feel like for a while, like, well, maybe I'm just not as spiritual, or maybe I'm moving off this path, or maybe I'm moving sideways to the parallel to the path. And so I finally came to the conclusion and acceptance of every spiritual, mystical journey is unique and is going to be, it can either have modalities associated with it, or it can have no modalities associated with it. If my modality is walking in nature, and that's my meditation, and that's how I connect, and that's how I feel best, then that is my modality. I don't have to keep seeking for a modality to validate my spiritual journey. And so I really wanted to tell the listeners that as well. Like, if you're like, I'm spiritual, but I don't do anything, right? Like, I don't, like, you know, I don't go to full moon circles, and I don't do all these things because nothing really resonates. That's okay. You're still spiritual. You're still valid. Your beliefs and your practices are valid. And maybe someday I will find something that really truly resonates with me, or maybe it'll be something that I learned about on the show and it will happen years later and it will resonate then. Mm-hmm. It just might not be the right time. And that's okay. So right now I'm clinging to my spiritual journey is very unique and individual to me. And I connect through the XYZ ways, and I'm going to continue with that.
Right.
So while it hasn't, it hasn't completely changed, I'm not like, oh, nope, don't believe in any of this anymore. It's shifted. And yeah. And so I'm okay with that. I'm good.
I love it. What about special abilities, Marlena?
Well, I don't think I have special abilities. I mean, you know, I can connect with dead people. I mean, no, really, I can't. But
yeah, you can. I know.
But you know, like my tarot readings and stuff like that, and my connection. So, like lately, I've been doing tarot readings for a few people and stuff like that. And but I haven't been feeling very connected lately. I haven't been feeling very grounded. You know, Jamie, you were saying going through stressful times, I always end up coming back, and it's true. But I always felt like, you know, oh, I have to be completely grounded to be able to do this. And so, being okay with, like, you know, I know that I'm guided. I know that I'm protected. I know that there's, you know, my higher self is chatting with my spirit guides and all of that. And so when I do tarot readings, and I still get like wigged out, like, oh damn, that was like really cool. I was really connected kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I have that, but, as far as, you know, has my spiritual path changed? I don't think so. You know, I'm still absorbing information and knowledge and seeing what resonates with me and what doesn't. And, you know, but sometimes I also take a break from learning or my practice because I have to sit with it and absorb the information and not just, constantly learn, because then you burn yourself out. So, and also learning how to put it into practice.
Yeah.
What about Jamie?
Jamie, do you have any special abilities?
I don't know if you'd call it a special ability, but I definitely feel more connected to my angels, my spirit guides, my lost loved ones that I don't think I had before we started this podcast, and learning the different techniques. I very much relate to what you said, Christy. Like, I kept with every episode, I got inspired, whether it be tarot cards, whether it be readings or meditations or, you know, all the things that are out there. And everyone was like, that's it. And then I would like start to dive into, I'm like, this is not it. This doesn't feel right. Like, it doesn't feel right. And so I was getting very, sad, because I just thought, this is going to be the thing that shows me my path, like where, what I'm supposed to do. And I still feel that, but with every episode and every guest, I would get so inspired, and then I would be like deflated, because it wasn't what I wanted to do, or it didn't sit with me. But I will say, overall, I've always felt a connection with angels and my spirit guides. And I feel like that is my special ability, even if it's something that isn't for everyone or for me to share, like, you know, as a practice with them. But for me, it is definitely my connection to the universe is through my angels, through the archangels, through my spirit guides and my lost loved ones. And I definitely have improved that connection and ways to really talk to them and be with them and divinely protected. And I think that's my special ability.
I'd have to agree.
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Our producer, my mom, currently having some technical difficulties. So she is no longer on this episode.
She's no longer facilitating this episode. Yes.
Due to technical issues. Yes. So, Jamie.
All right. Here we go. So, I'm the new host, new question asker.
Skedaddle.
Since our producer had to make a mystical disappearance. I don't know. All of a sudden, she was gone. All right. So, question three comes out of Sunnyvale, California. They state, when I listen to the show, I think I hear a little witch, mystic, and feminist in each of you. What percentage of you do you see in yourself?
33.3%.
Oh my God. I was quite curious if one of us was going to do that. Yep. Just 33.333333%.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But seriously, do you guys see a little bit more of one or the other?
It really depends on the situation. You know, I mean, there is a witch, a mystic, and a feminist in me, in each one of us. And, you know, it's funny because when we thought of that name, it really was a joke. Like, we had been trying to think of names. We had meetings, all kinds of things going on. And, you know, when I can't think of things, I immediately turn to humor. And so, you know, I went with a witch, a mystic, and a feminist walk into a bar. And so, but it stuck. But the thing is, you know, while I may be the witchy one and Christy may be the mystical one and Jamie may be the feminist, we're all that.
Yeah.
Each one of us. And so, but I can't say that all the time I'm 25% feminist and 60% witch and do the math witchy for the rest of the mystic. I don't do your own math.
Do your own math.
And whatever's
get
left
out your
over.
Calculators, people.
Whatever's left over is mystical today.
But, you know, I think in certain situations, you know, I kind of am able to lean into one, if not all three.
Yep. I agree. But I will say, like, up until probably 6 months ago, I really thought my witch part was so much less, right? So I would have said I was equal parts feminist and mystic, and then the rest was a witch. but that's been reframed for me in the past couple months. And witchiness, woo-woo, that kind of thing. It comes in many different forms, like I said, and it comes in many different modalities. Sometimes it's not a modality. Sometimes it's just within you. And so, you know, I have to say that at times I feel much more feminist than I am mystical, and vice versa. It just depends on the day and
the situation.
And I love, the situation. And I love that it varies, because there's times and places for those things to show up, right? Like, there's a time for really embracing the feminist part of you and to show up in that way. And there's also a time to show up with the mystical side of you. So I like it. A nice little smorgasbord.
I have definitely felt, and I think I still do. I am wholeheartedly came into this show like, I'm the feminist. I'll take that title, you know, because we were all trying to like, okay, who, even though we're all a part of everything, it was like, okay, we kind of deemed ourselves like, okay, this one. But I am still working on that, as we all are, but my witchy woo-woo side, my mystical side, and trying to embrace it a little bit more and find that side of me, because I know it's in there. But I definitely don't think I have a problem with the feminist side. I think I've been a little always maybe over the top when it comes to that. So when we thought of the name of the show, I was like, hell yeah. Like, let's talk about this. So I would say I'm, of course, just like all of us, a little bit of everything. But I definitely think I embrace more naturally the feminist name, if you will. That just to me is like, now let me work on my witch and mystic side. So that's what I'm getting from it.
That was a fun question.
Yeah.
That was a fun question.
Equal parts.
And we know Marlene is 3.33 of all three.
And that's just because it's easy math. I'm like 25, 60. What's left?
All right. I think we have time for one more question because we want to save some of these for future episodes. And again, thank you everybody for sending in your questions. We do appreciate it. Our final question for today is from Hercules, California. How long do you plan to continue to host the show?
I'll go first. Okay. For however long it feels right and we feel called to it. I don't have an end game. Like, I don't have an end date, you know? Yeah. As long as it serves its purpose and as long as we can see that, I'll keep going. Yeah. That's all I can say. I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, there's some podcasts and, you know, we're in our own little niche here, but, you know, there's some podcasts that have been around for like 8, 10 years, even longer. And so, you know, do I see us doing this for 10 years? Yeah. I don't know. You know, I mean, because one thing about life in general and us is we still have to evolve. So if we continue to do the show for, you know, a long period of time, the show itself is going to need to evolve. And how do you, I don't even see at the moment, like how that would happen. Of course, you know, do you ever see how you're going to evolve and change? No. but yeah, so Christy, I'm right there with you. As long as it feels right, we'll continue pushing forward.
Yeah, agreed. And it's got to remain enjoyable. For us and our producer, who spends a lot of her time producing the show for us, editing, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And as long as it remains enjoyable for us as well as our audience, I'm in. When it gets to the point where it feels like it's another job, then I think it's a time to reevaluate. Just because this is supposed to be about our growth and our journeys and our experiences to share with the world. But also learning and you know, there's things that have to happen in order for these shows to happen. So when it becomes a task that is not enjoyable, I think that's a clear sign of reevaluation. And and like you both said, who knows how long that is? Is that going to be in 6 months or 6 years?
Yeah.
I don't know. Mom might get very bored at editing our
Mom
show.
Mom will be like, I mean, you need to go find yourself another editor, producer.
Y'all need to go find someone else.
Done. I'm not spending all of my retirement editing your damn show, Marlena.
Exactly. Like, and that's valid. So I think it just it has to stay enjoyable. And I enjoy it right now. And I don't see it going away anytime soon, but we know life happens. So we'll see.
And you made a good point that there's real work that goes into these shows, right? It's, and so as long as the real work, I don't know, continues to feel okay to those that are involved, then cool. We're good.
Yeah. Those involved are us and Mom.
I know. Well, and Mom.
The four of us. Like, that's it. And Mom.
I know.
Couple would be very disappointed that you did not include her in the mix because... You know, whenever I'm recording an episode, she comes in. I'm like, come on, let's go do the podcast. And she sits right next to me like, I'm a part of this podcast. I was a guest on the show.
So with
so Capo too.
Capo, yes. So there's five. There's five total that do this. And our husbands who tolerate us on Sundays when we record and, you know, all the things. And when we go on weekend vacations and bring our recording stuff with us because that's what we have to do sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's a lot. But with that said, I'll let Christy take us out. And again, thank you everyone who brought in their questions. We will be doing this again. So keep them coming. Mm-hmm. We really enjoy your thoughts and input from our listeners. So thank you.
Again, to echo Jamie, thank you very much for the questions. And I'm looking forward to the next episode where we answer some more of your listener questions. In the meantime, go to WMFpod.com to engage with us and to look at past episodes, listen to them. But you can get this podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, which you're probably doing right now. And on those platforms, you should probably, or we would really love and appreciate if you would like and subscribe. That would be just fabulous. So until next week, have a good week and we'll see you then. Bye.